First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
KQQT, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware, beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. regardless, if you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, freedom today, and freedom every day, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, as once and always, the craziest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the air. You guys know I had a little medical problem a few weeks back, but I think that's all been taken care of. I feel 1,000%. And unlike before, and I tried to stay on track, I tried to give everybody what they wanted to hear. I tried to stay away from national issues because you hear those day in and day out and day in and day out. We're going to stay on local issues. We're going to stay on state issues. And occasionally we'll go to national issues, but we've got enough going on our local communities that we don't need to take the time out for national issues, because the national issues have been the same national issues year after year after year after year. And if you good people think about it, you know I'm 100% correct. But you get KMOX, you get all these big radio and TV stations. All they want to do is talk about the Trump election. All they want to do is talk about the Trump impeachment. And they've been doing that for 3 years. And it's the same crap. You could hear the crap 3 years ago, and it's the same crap you're hearing today. Now, if you want to keep hearing it, turn me off, please, because we're going to go local issues, we're going to go some regional issues, and we'll go some state issues. And again, occasionally we'll go federal issues, but there's so much of that crap going around, everybody's tired of it. That's what's going to make Trump reelected as president of the United States. And again, I'm voting for Trump. I think he's the best we've got on the ballot. I don't think he's the best candidate in this country. I don't think he's even close to the best candidate in this country. But I think he's done a decent job. I think he's made some mistakes. I think he's probably filtered his way through some things. And I think maybe he's even lied about some things. But if he has, who gives a damn? Because every one of these asswipe, no count, good for nothing, lousy, lying bastard politicians are going to lie to you. That's part of the agenda that they have. Their agenda is to get reelected. Their agenda is to take care of their people. Their agenda is to get as much money as they can get for them and their people. And if there's anything left over, that's fine. But most of the time, there's not. And most of the time, if you argue with them, they're going to tell you, hey, you're not right. You're not right. And you know what you have to do? You have to just fight through it. But again, we're going to go on local issues. We can go on national issues. I was reading earlier that a woman kills herself in Illinois, somewhere in northern Illinois, kills herself after she fatally shot a retired state trooper, killed a retired state trooper, and wounded another one, and a third one. Three policemen were shot, one died, and then she, 51 years old, she killed herself. He said the two other men, a 55-year-old retired state trooper and a 48-year-old off-duty trooper, were hospitalized in what police describe as non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. So she shot three Illinois state troopers, one died, then she killed herself. Now that happened in northern Illinois, and that happens all over. You people didn't know anything about that. You heard nothing about it until I told you about it. And that's the problem. That's the problem, people. The news media, they don't give a damn about telling you what's going on locally unless it's something big, a big hitting story. They all want to go national news. They all want to go national news because that's what apparently they think everybody wants to hear. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. I believe that everybody wants to hear local. And when they don't hear local, then they figure, hell, we might as well go national. And they do. Now, I do want to go national on this story momentarily, only momentarily, because to me, he was probably a good father, probably a good care provider for him and his family, probably a decent man. I'm talking about Kobe Bryant. For you people that like basketball, you know him better than I did and better than most people did. But man was 41 years old, was taking his daughter, 13-year-old daughter, and some other people to a basketball tournament. He was on his helicopter, and apparently there were problems. There was some kind of storm area, and it went down. It killed him, his daughter, and seven other passengers. Now, it wasn't his fault. I would assume it was an error. Somebody made an error. Whoever the pilot was at that point made an error. And nine people die. Now, I feel bad for Kobe Bryant. I feel bad, really bad, for his 13-year-old daughter. And I feel bad for everyone he had in that helicopter when they were going to a basketball tournament. I know it wasn't intentional, but you watch TV last night, and you would think that the Pope died. You would think that the President of the United States was assassinated. I've never seen so much outcry for just a gentleman who was a good basketball player. You know, he went down for and was found not guilty, or they dropped the charges. He went down for a sexual abuse charge a few years back. Now, you don't hear much about that. Nobody wants to tell you about that. No, they want to tell you about all the good times. They don't want to tell you about the bad times. Now, if it was President Trump, you wouldn't hear any good times. It'd all be bad times. And that's just the way the news media is, and that's what we have to accept. And we have to work around it. Now, most people won't, but we do. But all night last night, That's all that was said was what a great, great, great guy Kobe Bryant was, what a great, great father he was, what a great, great basketball player and hero he was, and that's fine. Give me 5 minutes of that, and let's move on to the next subject. Now, I know some of the sports people are all upset because it happened, but why? I want to ask, why aren't they upset when somebody dies in Mississippi, when somebody gets shot up in northern Illinois? I don't see front page about the trooper that got killed in northern Illinois and the other two troopers, Illinois State troopers that got shot, that apparently are going to make it through. I see one little paragraph and a half, and that's all it's said and done. But now Kobe Bryant, and now I know what people are going to say. There's that Romantic again, that racist bastard, that white racist bastard coming after a proud black man. No, I'm not coming after anybody. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm telling you not only the facts, but the way I see the facts. And again, I feel for the Kobe Bryant family. I feel for the loss of him, his daughter, and the people that he was with on that helicopter yesterday. Didn't mean to happen, but it happened. But I ask, why? It's like the St. Louis Post disgrace. What a piece of crap. Today's paper. Front page, top fold, Kobe Bryant, daughter among nine killed in crash. Death of 41-year-old NBA legend stuns Los Angeles sports world. Well, why would it stun Los Angeles? Why would it stun the sports world? Number one, he was born. Number two, he was raised. Number three, he excelled in basketball. But number four, he's just an individual like the rest of us. He's an individual like the 330 million people in this great United States of America. When somebody else dies, I looked through the paper this morning on page 18, 19, 20. Somebody else dies. There's a paragraph, sometimes two, sometimes three. And it told about their background, told about what they did, told about who you can donate money to. And it's understandable. But to take somebody like Kobe Bryant, to take somebody because they were what? They could shoot a basket? Now, I know the sports people will get pissed at me, and everybody's probably pissed at me, and I don't really give a damn at this point in my life. They can all kiss my ass. But they're all mad because Kobe Bryant died. They weren't mad because their neighbor died a month ago or 5 months ago or 2 years ago. Why would they be mad, not even knowing? And I guarantee you, there's more people that are mad now, that are upset, that have never been to a Los Angeles Lakers basketball game, who have never personally seen Kobe Bryant. Now, maybe on television, because, you know, they do a lot of sporting events on television. They make a lot of money on television, and that's why they do it. But think about it, people. And I know you've read about it. Everybody's read about it in the newspaper today. Why? Is there such a makeup and such a tragedy yelled at and screamed at and everybody crying because Kobe Bryant died in a plane crash? Now, number one, I have to say that it was probably quick when the helicopter went down. It went on fire. They couldn't get to it. It took them 10, 11 minutes to get to the scene, and they couldn't get to anybody. It was all up in flames. And I want to thank and say how appreciative I am, and I'm sure you good people are, just because the fire department there in the Los Angeles County got out there and did their job. I want to thank them. I want to thank them for what they've done. But it's amazing. It's amazing how they just play around that. And the big deal is, not that somebody trying to save somebody's life, the big deal is, what the hell's going on? Kobe Bryant is dead. Now, I know I'm going to piss some people off. I don't really give a damn. See, I don't give a damn because, to me, he probably was a good father. To me, he probably, well, I don't know about being a good husband, but to me, he was an excellent basketball player. He wasn't an excellent football player. He wasn't an excellent baseball player. He wasn't an excellent golfer. So I just think, and I want to put that out, why everybody has to be all upset when somebody dies that's been somebody's hero. Because he can what? Shoot a basket? Because he can dunk a basket? That gives him a talent. But every doctor, every lawyer, They all have talents. Judges have talents. Everyone in business has a talent. But when somebody dies in that scheme of things, it's no big deal. They print it, they talk about it for 15, 20 minutes, and they move on. Let's go ahead and take some callers before I go completely nuts. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. You know, my son is over in Switzerland. He's snowskiing. But he called me last night crying because he's upset about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant has affected an entire generation, Bob, whether you know this or not, as far as being a role model. I mean, there's an age group from the mid-30s all the way to the mid-20s that he has affected. Now, he mentioned about, you know, your neighbor or this, and you know, they have their lives and how they affect people. But if they don't affect people like that, then no one's going to show up to your funeral. No one's going to come and talk about you in a good light like that. But Kobe Bryant did have an effect on an entire generation of this in this country. That's why you're going to see the outcry and the outpouring of him passing away. It's just the way it is.
Well, you know, Lou, I appreciate your call, but I have to disagree with you. I don't know where the hell you're coming from. You know, you talk about he had people watching him. You know how many people probably actually met Kobe Bryant? How many people actually went to a basketball game? Probably not many. Probably 1 or 2 or 3%. Now, you're right, and I'm right that they watched him on television. But why would I ask you, Lou, just because the guy could dunk a basketball, just because he could shoot, just because he's in one of so many sports, why does everybody think he's above other people? Why does everybody think he's like a godlike image just because he has a talent? When a doctor dies, there's something in the newspaper and it's over with. When a dentist dies, something in the newspaper and it's over with. When a businessman dies, something in the newspaper and it's over with. How come this can't be something in the newspaper and over with just because he was a professional basketball player, just because the millions of dollars he made didn't go to the community? It went to him. It went to his family. It went to his big, expensive helicopter. Why can't he be treated like everybody else? Why does he have to sit there as some kind of super being just because he had a talent that some other people didn't have?
But I agree with you, Bob. You know, I feel that way. But the bottom line is, with that, it's a profound effect. When people idolize other people, whether it's a boxer, or say, basketball player, or sports player, or a music star, or whether a doctor or a lawyer, they mourn the death of those people because they look to them as inspiration. Hope it affected that people, a wide variety of people. And it happens in sports, you know, because, you know, they're out in the forefront. They're out in the spotlight, you know. Well, I mean, you see that. They're always in this.
Well, I know that, but what about all of them from the basketball players, to the football players, to the golfers? They get in trouble running around on their wives and getting in trouble for this and that. Kobe Bryant, we don't hear much about a sex crime that he was involved in, no, Lou, do we?
No, of course not. You know, we're not going to sit here and pound a man to the ground that he's buried here is, you know, turning into a morality issue. His last few years, that his kids have grown, and he became a good father. You know, but yeah, everyone gets a wild hair up the rear end when they get a bunch of money. Bob, who doesn't? Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody runs ragged in their early 20s and 30s, but soon seem to calm down as they get older and more mature, you know, especially when the kids start growing, you know.
Well,
that's all I wanted to say about Kobe.
Okay, Lou, thank you very much for the call, taking the time, and I respect Lou. I appreciate his call, as I do everybody, but I have to probably 75% disagree with him. Kobe Bryant was a great athlete, but that's all he was. He wasn't an exceptional father. There's a lot of exceptional fathers. I'm sure he was a good father. Don't think he was an exceptional father. But see, you're going to get all the niggers now, not the proud black. They understand. You're going to get the niggers now going to come after me on these black radio stations and black newspapers. And you know what they're going to say? There, I show you that Bob Romanek over on the Illinois side, what a racist, no good, no count for nothing bastard he is. And that's not true. I'm not a racist. I'm not a no-count. Well, I can be a no-count bastard, as we all can. But I just sit there and read that and tried to get on a station that didn't have it in all the major stations. That's all they talked about. And we let it go. You're not going to hear anybody other than Bob Romanek jump their asses. You're not going to hear anybody but Bob Romanek say that Kobe Bryant was a decent man, a good father, I'm sure, but he wasn't perfect. And he doesn't deserve these accolades. I don't think anybody deserves these accolades. Now, they could have had something on the front page, Kobe Bryant dies, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, they played it up, and they played it up, and they played it up, and they're continuing to play it up, and it'll be played up today, tomorrow, next week. And it's wrong. It's wrong for the decent people of this great country because, again, we all have losses. We all mourn every day something. But to have Kobe Bryant on the front page all day long, have Kobe Bryant all over the place, it's not right. I don't think it's right. It shouldn't be right. And I think it's totally wrong. Let's go ahead with another caller. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to check in with you as a listener. I've been listening to you guys for about a year. We just moved into the area where to the east of East St. Louis. My wife was born and raised here, and I came from, we both came from California after about 30 years. And we brought a bunch of furniture out here, among them an antique radio, and it has one of those like pop metal spinners for the dial, and I was turning it on thinking, oh, there's got to be some good radio stations around here. And I caught the tail end of something that says White Awareness Radio, and then I flipped it back and I got country and western stuff. So I thought, well, following day, and so the following morning I got a hold of you, and then I talked to my brother-in-law, and he's been listening to you for a long time. I just wanted to say hello. That's about it.
Well, you know what, sir? Where'd you come from out in California?
Lancaster, California, to the north of Los Angeles.
How do you like the new area that you're in, Tony?
It takes some time getting used to it. The culture is different altogether than Southern California, and all different friends and everything, different church, different everything. So it's taken a while to kind of get immersed. But it's all right. The weather's different, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. Let me ask you, Tony, and I want you to be honest, and I won't be pissed at you. I may not agree with you, but I won't be pissed because I know you're an honorable man, and you'll tell it the way it is. But do you think that I'm going overboard when I say that I think this situation with that basketball player has gotten out of hand? Now, they're talking about it on every TV station, every radio station. Kobe Bryant was a great basketball player. He wasn't a great baseball, football, whatever. He wasn't, apparently, at some point, not a great husband when he had those charges, and I'm sure they settled out of court on that, so you never really know what happens. But don't you think that the news media takes certain people and put them above everybody else? And don't you think at the end of the day that pisses off a lot more of our 330 million people in this great United States than it doesn't?
Yeah, I think it does. They made a big fuss about it in L.A. with that sexual assault thing.
Right.
And it was. They brought it up. He just didn't really quite admit to much, but he settled out of court, and that was as far as they went with it. But, you know, maybe people just, we all have our faults, all have our problems. We all had, like the last caller said, our younger days and stuff. But maybe we all just kind of forgive him for it, and as long as it doesn't come back up again, then it's okay. They weren't forgiven O.J. Simpson when I was living there.
Good, Tony. Great. That's a great point.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say I did spend 4 years in the U.S. Air Force.
Well, hey, thank you for your service to our great country.
Sure, you're welcome. A lot of people were joining up, and I had a draft deferment because I was in college, but I thought, no, I'm just going to join up anyway, and I did.
Well,
and I bring our animals in when the weather's cold. I read up a little bit on your bio, and you're an animal lover, and I could tell that anyway. Yeah. So we bring our little animals in, and they stay in the house all the time when it's cold and hot. So that's about where I'm coming from.
Well, Tony, let me tell you what. Thank you for the call. Thank you, and we're glad to have you as one of our new neighbors in this area. I know you're an honorable man, and I know you'll do things to help our community out. I know you'll do things maybe not as much as Kobe Bryant did because he played basketball. And to me, I don't know why that makes somebody such a glaring figure, a glaring hero, because you can play basketball, you can play baseball, you can play football. That's a gift that you're given, and you ought to be thankful for, and not you, but the professional athletes ought to give a lot more back than they do, because they sit around and most of them do nothing but for them and their families. As you can tell in professional basketball, everybody that after 4 or 5 years, they've been broke. But again, Tony, thank you for the call. Thank you for the moving to the area. And thank you very much for all you've done for our great country. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody, as I always, always, always do. I want to thank everybody that have served this military. Now, I may be pissed at you after you get out of the military. I may be pissed at you if you do something wrong. But for your time in the military, I want to tell you and everybody else, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, we may fight later. We may fight on a subject to do with death. We may fight on a subject to do with anything, with politics, but I do want to salute and thank everybody, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because it's rough to go out and join the military, spend 4 years, spend 5 years, spend 6 years, spend a lifetime in the military, and somebody not thank you. I thank every one of you, whether I like you or not, whether you're black or white. I just want to thank everybody for what they've done. We're going to take a quick break. Callers, hold on right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say, it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it.
Welcome back to the dark side. And as always, you people know we're not going to take it anymore. Let's go ahead and take some more callers since we're on the realm there. Go ahead, Waldo. You're on the dark side.
Reap, I was just wondering, I was driving through St. Louis on 15, and there's a big billboard stating that the school over there is fully accredited. How can that be when all these kids can't even read or write?
Now, Waldo, what are you talking about? What school fully accredited?
There's a big billboard. I thought it was one of the schools that you discuss sometimes.
You're talking about School District 189?
I think so.
Yeah, I've seen those, and I don't know. It is, Waldo. I'm sure the school is fully accredited now, but they don't have the teachers that will teach the students. They won't have the students that will do what's right. It's all, and I don't know why, and it's been going back past the time that I was a graduate of School District 189, but it's like all they care about, and I don't know how familiar you are with the area, Waldo, but all they're familiar with and happy with is their sports. They're the city of champs, and yes, they are the city of champs. If sports is the only thing you have going, and to them, that's the only thing they want going. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, I guess I was confused because I thought to be fully accredited, the students had to perform scholastically versus, you know, sports, but I don't know, you know. That's why I'm asking.
What area do you live in, Walt?
Well, I live in St. Louis, but my gal lives over in Belleville, and I take 15 all the way over there.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm over there every Sunday, and I see that billboard, and I kept thinking, how can it be accredited? But, I don't understand it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Waldo, we appreciate the call. And, yeah, the school can be accredited, but the people involved don't get accreditation because none of them give a damn. I've known teachers that have been there that have not been teachers for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. They've been babysitters. And they're the first to say, hey, I made $100,000 a year and all I did was babysit. But that's the way School District 189 is. That's the way School District 187 is. They let it go and they continue to let it go. So, Walter, thank you very much. Great, great point. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Grim Reaper, there's two ways to look at the Kobe Bryant death. One way is he was a famous athlete, and ever since the 40s, 30s, whatever, you look at the Babe Ruth of the worlds and so on and so forth, they were always held to a higher standard and were recognized by more people. So they were always put on a pedestal no matter what. That's just the way it is. Okay? A doctor, if the doctor cheats on his wife, is it in the newspaper?
Well, it all depends. It may be. It all depends on the area. It all depends on the doctor. It all depends on if he was maybe sports related. But I would have to say it sometimes may be, but not like a sports figure.
Exactly. And as a sports figure, you got more, I guess, so-called publicity responsibility you have to control. And how you control that is being a good human being. Kobe Bryant learned from his mistakes, and he was a gentleman. He was a true good man as far as an athlete was concerned. He turned his life around that he really didn't need to turn around that much. But he understood hard work, determination, and decency. And he's a very, very proud father and a very proud husband after he corrected his bad mistake that he made. He understood it, okay? And I just think that an individual like that has given and built many, many gyms and donated many, many things to different communities throughout these United States that goes unrecognized. And I just think Kobe Bryant, it's the way the media is now, and that's just the way it is. It's so saturated. Once they get locked on something, you can look at the impeachment, how they treat Trump, and so on and so forth. And I just think Kobe Bryant, he was a great American. He was a good man. Did he serve his country? No. Did he do certain things that military men do? No. But what he did do is earn up to his mistakes, was a hell of a father, treated his kids very well, and did a lot of things for the L.A. community and throughout the country.
You know what, Jim? Thank you very much, and I appreciate that. But how many other? How many other? No one to argue with you, because I respect your opinion, but how many other people in this great United States, these 330 million other people of ours, have done the same thing? maybe with even more money. There's people that do things that give millions of dollars that don't want anybody to know who the hell they are. They just want to get it done. And I agree. I think our basketball player, who everybody is all up in arms, Kobe Bryant, and I don't know why, and I don't say everybody, say the sports people, you know, he gave back. But how many of these 300 million people in this great United States has given as much or maybe more? And when they pass, there's one or two paragraphs in the paper.
Well, that being said, Bob, I agree wholeheartedly with it. It's just the culture that has been created by the media and by people, just by the internet, Instagram, all that stuff, Twitter, all this stuff, the mass communication between people and so on and so forth. It's just built up and built up. And it's kind of, some of these athletes and some of these famous people, like, shun away from that stuff. They don't want nothing to do with it. And I think you never heard much about Kobe Bryant until he died.
Yeah.
You heard about him as an athlete, but as far as, you know, writing on on Twitter or any of that other crap, you never heard that. And what I'm saying is, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Look at the hospital wings that certain individuals in this country, major billionaires, millionaires, have donated and donated and donated. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely get that. And it's an awesome thing that our government and our system of government, capitalism, allows that to occur. And I think that is just off the charts fantastic. But I just think that it's the way the media perpetrates their purpose and sticks to something and just saturates the market. Have a great day and God bless America.
And
thank
you. Jim, thank you very much for always listening to the call. I appreciate your opinion, even though I don't always agree with you, but I don't always agree with Trump or everybody else, and that doesn't make somebody good, bad, or indifferent. But I also agree with what you said, Jim, that a lot of these people have donated a lot more money. They don't want to be recognized. They just want to do something for the community. And the bottom line is, and you're right, and I've said it starting off, the news media pushes these people to make them bigger and better than they are. And they're no bigger and better than me. They're no bigger, better than you, Jim, you, Walt, you, Lou, or anybody that listens all throughout this great country. We're all the same. We have good points. We have bad points. We have to work. We have to work and take care of our good points. And we have to work on... We have to work on and take care of our bad points. But I appreciate everybody who calls. I appreciate everybody's opinion. And as you people can say and hear now, we're not talking about Trump. We're not talking about the impeachment, because too many other people are talking that. And there's too many other ways, too many other directions that we can go. Now, sometimes we go those directions. Sometimes we don't. But we have to keep it somewhat on a regional and a local basis. Before we take a break, I got to say that old Alvin Parks, front page top fold in the Belleville News Slimer crap, and what a piece of crap the Belleville News Slimer crap is, that he's going to run for precinct committeeman. Now, he can't get on the ballot because he owes $167,000. You hear me, people? $167,000. But he's going to run as a write-in candidate. He's going to run in as a write-in candidate for East St. Louis District 24 precinct committeeman against two other candidates. Now, he can legally, and it's a shame, but he can legally do that. He can run as a write-in, and if he gets elected as a write-in, he's automatically elected. Now, he can't hold state, local offices, but being a committeeman is not a state or local office. It's an organizational thing inside either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. So they're accusing him of being wrong. They're accusing him of trying to buck the system, and he has. He has tried to buck the system, and he says, Park says, his goal is clearing his name with the Illinois Board of Election. Well, he's not going to clear his name until he pays all the money that needs to be paid. And I don't believe that he's going to do that. I believe he's going to try to shuck and jive. I believe he's going to try to con. I believe he's going to try to do whatever he can do to get around the way it's supposed to be done. And again, that's just my opinion, but you good people in St. Louis, I don't think you're concerned about it, but the people on the Illinois side are somewhat concerned because East St. Louis needs to pick itself up. It hasn't in the last however many years, but we're going to take a quick break. Before we do, I want to, well, I don't want to talk about it till we come back, but I want to talk about the Black City residents. They're in gripes with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. It says even black officers continue mounting charges of racism and discrimination, issues that have been festering for some time now. We'll talk about that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, always, always, always Renegade Radio. And we are day in and day out and day in and day out proud, very, 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 very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. We are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As always, welcome back to the last short segment of our show. We're going to talk about it, and we'll get to it tomorrow, too. And there's things I want to talk about Parsons over in Missouri that I don't think's going good. And I want to talk tomorrow about this asswipe, gay faggot bastard, former Judge Ron Dupert, who was removed from the St. Clair County Circuit Court earlier this month. he's taking aim at political foes, in quotes, over what he says was a targeted campaign to oust him. Ron Duppert, a known homosexual, said he's a homosexual, has told everybody he's a homosexual, and all this trash came about after a hearing with one of his old friends who had just got out of prison. There was a gun supposed to be involved, supposed to be other things involved, but whenever the state, when the state sends a letter down saying that you're no longer a judge, that has to tell you something. That has to tell you something. But Duppert claims a target of political foes even before he took the position on the bench. But now this ass-white bastard, Ron the Dildo Duppert, he's announced last week that he's running to be the St. Clair County's prosecutor as a write-in candidate. Now, I would assume what's going to happen there, if he is a write-in candidate, then the Republicans, I guess, can vote for him in the general election, and I guess the Democrats can vote for him, whoever wants to vote for him. But that's going to be a bad, bad situation, because Duppert refiles a malicious prosecution suit. Now it's in St. Clair County Circuit Court because the federal authorities said that it couldn't be filed in federal court, that it had to be filed in state court. So he seeks damages from attorney who is not much of an attorney, Alex Inyart. He seeks money from Carlos Rodriguez, who signed the affidavit alleged sexual abuse. And it appears to me that he just wants to sue everybody. I think it's going to be a bad day for Ron the Dildo Duppert. And I think there's going to be a lot more coming out in the newspaper, but it says in a related story, and maybe we'll get to it tomorrow, that Duppert's running for St. Clair County State's Attorney as a write-in. He needs 233 write-in votes in March to be on the November ballot, and I don't think he'll have a problem getting 233 write-in votes from some of the Republicans. I don't think he'll have anything to do with the Democrats, but we'll have to see how that plays out. And again, we appreciate all the calls. We want to keep it local. We want to keep it regional. We want to keep it statewide. And if we have to go national, we will. But that's for another day, because we have too many people going national. As always, let's continue. Let's continue down the road to unite all of us, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white. Let's all come together to unite to get rid of these ass-wipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten son-of-a-bitches that we call politicians, no matter what color, race, creed, origin. Let's get rid of them, because they're trying to destroy us. And as always, get rid, nothing, 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 ever any violence. When I say get rid of these bastards, you know what I'm talking about, today and every day. Let's get rid of them. Politically, of course. Never, never any violence on these ass white bastards. Always politically. Let's get rid of them at the polls. Let's get people in there that are public servants, that are doing for everybody, not politicians just doing for themselves and their families. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, today and every day, let's destroy them. Let's destroy them once and for all. Never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.